Amen. Tonight, if you want to read along with us, we're going to read in 2 Samuel, in the 16th chapter. I'll read in the 5th verse. It says, "And when King David came to Bahurim, behold, thence came out a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name is Shimei, the son of Gera. He came forth and cursed still as he came. And he cast stones at David, and at all the servants of King David, and all the people, and all the mighty men were on his right hand and on his left." David in this time was, I guess, in a time of moving about because of the trouble that he was facing. And Absalom took over the kingdom and proclaimed it as his own. So David was in a time of escape, I guess you could say. And I thought about that in my heart, is just right where some of our needs are tonight. In a time where we're not in a good place and we don't feel like that we're secure in everything that we've got, and then we're looking for something more, and how the enemy will come boldly to you in that time and try to say things to you, to try to provoke you, to try to get you to lay off that which you believe, that which you have established in your heart to know of God. To put it in another way, we know how to obey God. We know how to testify of His goodness. We know how to speak life into our hearts. How many of us know that tonight? We know how to bring good things to others. And yet how the enemy presses and will silence the words that we should give to one another in this time. There's many that aren't in these seats tonight that my heart goes out for, because it's nothing more than a lack of love being shown to our brothers and sisters. It's nothing more than that. Some people are at home and didn't want to come just because they didn't feel the encouragement to go. They didn't feel that pull and tug and driving force. And oftentimes we want to lay that on somebody for all the problems that they faced. Shimei came out in this time to where David was and began to curse him for things that he did not understand, essentially, but he knew that he was of a house of Saul, and Saul faced great persecution, but know that when the enemy comes, he'll try to stir you into confusion. And as he began to speak here, he said, come out, thou bloody man, and thou out of Belial. The Lord hath returned upon thee all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead thou hast reigned, and the Lord hath delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom thy son, and behold, thou art taken in thy mischief, because thou art a bloody man. How many of us have ever sat in church and felt unworthy? Unworthy to stand, unworthy to move, and because you reflect upon all the things that's went on and all the things that you're dealing with, and you just cannot find the strength to stand up. I'm bringing you good news tonight. I'm here to remind you that there is a God and a Spirit and a Comforter and a promise of that Comforter that is here to lift you up in your time of need. Hallelujah. I feel like praying over each and every one of us right now, because my heart is concerned when we get out and walk in a place where we're not comfortable, when we get out in a place where we are going to be tested. That is where God wants to shine and show up and have Himself be glorified in your life. It would be easy for me tonight to be able to be silent and to give this half-heartedly, but my heart is bubbling over with the anointing of the Holy Ghost, because there's so many tonight that need to see God stand in your life. They may persecute you. They may say words to you that would try to trouble your heart. And oh, no doubt when the stones begin to come at David, I'm sure that he was wondering why, after all that God had commanded me to do. It was a lot of acts of blood in that time. It was a lot of acts of the sword in that time. But I'm sure in his heart, as they were flying by him, he could have said many other things than what he replied with. Many times in our life, we want to say things. We want to think things that'll keep us away from letting the love of God spring forth. Oh, how you build a church tonight is through the love in your heart. How you keep your life in trials is through the love of God in your heart. How you'll stand in the times when it's hard is through the love of God in your heart. You will show mercy upon the trial. How many of us know what I'm talking about? You will not let something get you so much that you're not able to have tears and humbleness before God. There's been so much in my own life. I know that it was the devil just moving in and stealing my humbleness and stealing my ability to love and stealing just my natural ability to reach out to a brother or sister in their time of need. A lack of love will do that. A lack of humbleness will do that. But God has been working on my heart to make me realize that each person that comes in my presence, that the love of God needs to go out in some way. I don't need to wait sometimes. I just need to let that show in my life. I didn't say that everybody would be coming with hugs and smiles and kisses to you. I didn't say that in those times you would walk, that it would be easy. But God will supply a comfort for your heart. Oh, there's so many people that need a love of God to come forth today. The enemy has raged even to the top of our government, and oh, my heart is troubled over this. There's so many people that are looking for love, and they find it in other things. They find it in substance, or they'll find it of someone of the same gender. And now the enemy's getting so bold as to throw the stones to say it was my right to be this way. My heart is troubled because there's so many that feel justified in what they feel like is the right thing, but they're just as confused as Shimei was going out with a heart of wrath, a heart of troubled heart. But what do I need to have when I face those things? Love. Love. And Abishai, verse 9, the son of Zeruiah, unto the king, why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, I pray thee, and take off his head. When I read this about Abishai, it reminds me of how our flesh has that one moment in time before we make the conscious choice to do the godly thing. Been easy for David just to say, sure, go ahead. I'm over the stones. I'm over these harsh words. There's so many out there right now that are bouncing from church to church simply because something troubles them, and the flesh presents itself an opportunity to be able to pick up and run. Their heart gets troubled, and they just abide in their feelings instead of being able to see God for direction. We wonder why there's such a great absence in being able to see actual bodies in churches where there's a love factor that has to live in here. Every time that the enemy tries to work on me to not obey the Lord or not sing a song or not get into worship, every time I'm reminded of the love of God that was shown to me in my time of trouble. And David said to Abishai and to all his servants, behold, my son which come forth out of my bowels seeketh my life. How much more now may this Benjamite do it? Let him alone and let him curse, for the Lord hath bidden him. It may be that the Lord would look on mine affliction, and that the Lord would requite me good for his cursing this day. And as David and his men went by the way, Shimei went along on the hillside over against him and cursed as he went and threw stones at him and cast dust. And you begin to read on in the 19th chapter, 16th verse. There began to be a turn of events. It says, and Shimei the son of Gera, a Benjamite, which was of Baram, hasted and came down with the men of Judah to meet King David. And there were 1,000 men of Benjamin with him, and Ziba the servant of the house of Saul, and his 15 sons and his 20 servants with him. They went over Jordan before the king, and they went over a ferry, that's verse 18, and said, and he fell before the king and said unto the king, let not my lord impute iniquity unto me, neither do thou remember that which thy servant did perversely the day that my lord the king went out of Jerusalem, that the king should take it to his heart. For thy servant doth know that I have sinned. Therefore, behold, I am come first this day of all the house of Joseph to go down to meet my lord the king. He was asking for forgiveness. And Abishai again said, shall not Shimei be put to death for this? Would you not be justified to kill him for what he's done to you? We get out here when we're not in church, and we have these situations come up to where we could choose the comfy way out. We're missing the blessing of the love of God for them. We're missing that ability to be able to witness to somebody that may have hurt you or may have upset you. We're missing that chance. And David, in this time, he said, therefore the king said unto Shimei, thou shalt not die. And the king sware unto him. When you read about that, it tells me about the mercy of God, even in this time. And it is my goal in my life to show mercy every opportunity that I get. Oh, we need to have more love tonight. More mercy upon those that would afflict us. We would live with lighter loads in our life if we would learn to let go with mercy. Not until we have a justified means for the end, but with mercy. Oh, if I could just let go of something instead of begrudging in my spirit, how much more free would I be in my own life? Oh, how God is testing me in these areas, and how that I feel the love of God for somebody. And I realize, as Shimmy, I did, that he did not know at the time that it was totally irrational to be throwing stones and cursing somebody. But yet how the love of God stood out. And if we ever, in the services ahead, or even out in public, even wherever that you go, there are going to be people that will come and will give you a chance to show mercy. They're going to give you a chance to show love. They're going to give you an opportunity for that love of God to come out towards them. And that's what is going to make a difference in all of our own ministries and our own lives. Love of God. Mercy of God. The forgiveness that should be in your heart for somebody else. There are so many that, as we pray for them and seek God for them, they're broken. And they need somebody to accept them and make them feel loved and welcome. And I know in my own life, sometimes I look back on everything that I've ever been through, and no doubt that I could get justified in my own spirit and feel like there's no reason to show love of God to anybody and just take a selfish route through life. But I'm here tonight to remind you to show love when it counts. God wants you to hear this word tonight, because there's going to be things in our future for all of us where we're going to have to stand and show the love of God. You're going to have to. It's the little foxes that are going to spoil the vines in your life. It might be a relationship. It might be with a family member. It might be with friends or those that you are close with that you would not think that it would happen. But in the day we're living in, it will happen. It will come up. It will try to afflict you. It will try to come against you. It will try to hinder anything that it can to get you from being able to feel the Spirit of God. And I read that, and I thought about the mercy that was shown. And you read in John 15 tonight. It says, "Even these things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, I have chosen you out of the world." Hallelujah. We can praise him for that tonight. We are chosen out of all of this mess. All of the mess that Satan tries to throw in our path to keep us from being able to praise God. We are chosen out of it. We are here for a purpose. Remember the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. There are people that are going to do this to you in your life. They're not going to be aware of the love of God. They're not going to know everything about the Word of God. And you're going to have to show them the Word of God through how you live, through how you talk, your composure, your demeanor, the way you carry yourself. And that even speaks volumes, even when you try to have church. Amen. There's going to be a love of God rise up in you that you will want somebody to feel the joy of the Lord in your heart. You'll want them to see that God is alive and well in your spirit. And you'll do whatever it takes to see that they feel like they're loved and feel like that they have somebody that'll help them and be there for them. It says, "But all these things will they do to you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth of the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning." And it goes on, it says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me." So the moral of the story is tonight that those of us in here in this place that know God, know the love of God, cannot expect everybody about us to know it in the same time. Can't expect people to know all the standards that you're held up to. The one thing that we have to show to people above everything else, above judgments, above passing what we think about things, is love. I wish that I came to church to be able to enjoy the music, and I love playing it, but that's not why I'm here. I wish that I could say that I love coming and preaching, and don't get me wrong, I do. I love doing this work and this ministry that God's put on my heart, but that's not why I'm here. I am continually drawn to get back into His house because I know that when we get here, there's a need. There are people in need. And they're looking for somebody that even if they don't understand and they threw stones at you, that you would turn your cheek. That you would turn away from that and be able to show mercy in a time that it counts. We're not able to sometimes even fellowship with one another because we won't let go of things and let the love of God flow. The love of God was flowing and abundant in all of our hearts, and you can have church whether you had 4 people or 400 people. The love of God will create a desire in you to be able to praise the Lord. Even right now, even in a time when you would feel that it is impossible to show mercy upon situations that you would feel like that you're justified to do. This is something that I grew up with my whole life. Instances where you felt like that it was a real dry run of church, and instead of trying to show mercy upon those that are not understanding or not getting in and trying to help them and lead them, we tend to back away from a tough situation. We tend to back up and not try to press forward into the anointing of God to be able to help somebody. And we're going to have to get out of that. If somebody comes in, we better be able to get the love of God in our hearts to get down to help them. You don't need an instrument. You don't need a songbook. You don't even need a Bible to be able to help people. What you need in your heart is a love of God that I wish that we could just get up and stir it up here in less than an hour. But it's something you're going to do outside of this world. They weren't in church when this affliction came and was trying to bother him. They weren't anywhere about that. They were on the run from things that was trying to take his life. And yet he was still able to show the love of God. And I thought, Lord, that is why he was after your heart. Because he was able to show mercy unto those in that time. And Lord, help us tonight to get into a place where we'll show mercy to those that don't understand. Or they don't get up and praise the Lord when you do. Are you going to have mercy in your heart to continue to stand and praise the Lord, so they don't get into what you're preaching or get into what you're teaching? Are you going to have the love of God tonight to be able to show that upon them by praising the Lord anyway? Though if I was waiting for approval and support sometimes, I would have already gave it up and put it down. But I have mercy in times. I show love in times because I know there's somebody that needs the Word. There's somebody that needs the Spirit of God. Above all that, they need the Comforter that lives in seats in every one of us. They need that flowing out of you. They need to hear the word of the love of God. Hallelujah. I know that it's great to say you should be in church with us. Hallelujah. But I'd rather you not invite somebody and get right there in their need. It may be the last time that you get to speak to them. It may be the last phone call that you get with somebody. It may be the last opportunity that you have to show love. And they're looking for it, whether they are aware of it or not. Whether they're aware of it or not, there are people that are looking for how you're going to stand. And I'm glad I'm still standing. Why? Because he first loved me. He chose me. I'm chosen. I have been selected out of my sin by what Christ did for me. I am chosen. I was created to who I am today. Not by any talents or any gifts or any works, but it's by the love of God that lives inside of my heart. And my heart is longing, it's longing to see you succeed, and not in the world, but in your heart. So when people would afflict you, people would persecute you, that you would stand and be an example for them, that you would show love above everything else, that you wouldn't have to tell them about how much you know in the Word of God, that you would get down and be able to help them, that if you had $10 and it's all you had and they were in financial distress, that the love of God would come out and you'd give them your $10, that if somebody was broke down on the side of the road, that we wouldn't be too proud to drive on by, that if somebody came in here tonight that we knew was lost, that we'd stand. Don't stand because you're trying to get into a place where you're trying to support. Well, whether I agree or not, we're here tonight to stand for God. We've got this all backwards. Don't stand for me. Don't support flesh. Don't support man. Support the love of God that wants to manifest and wants to do a work. Hallelujah. I can't get off of that tonight. I am chosen. Somebody needs this tonight. I am chosen. I am brought out from the things that would afflict me, so I am able to stand and say, sister, I love you. Sister, I love you. I'll bind together with you. Not because I may or may not like your song. Got nothing to do with a song. A song is supposed to stir you up. Get the love of God going in your heart. It's about standing and knowing that you are a chosen one. Chosen out of all of your sin. Chosen out of all your trouble. A chosen child of God. He has picked you and selected you to have so great of a task as to be able to endure life. So tonight I'm standing. I stand tonight above every affliction. I stand tonight in spite of all the things that would try to tear me down. Woo! I stand tonight and praise His name, for I'm chosen. I'm not just chosen in the good times. I'm chosen in the times when it's hard to preach. I'm chosen in the times when it's hard to worship. I'm not letting go of this tonight. The Word of God is here, oh, to stir up the love in your heart. We want our loved ones changed, yet we show no love. We want our friends to be made different, but the love of God has grown thin. Why would you say that? We're not praying enough for our loved ones. It's time you sacrifice for somebody. It's a more worth than money. It's a more worth than food. Lord, help me tonight. Oh, and get down and pray. Get down and travail. Get down and show love. I don't know where I'd be without somebody prayed for me. I don't know where I'd be without a church that stood in the time that I needed it. We've got to get the love of God in here in as much as that we can overcome sin. Because when you are aware of God and aware of His Spirit, you know that which is sin. There is no cloak for being disobedient. There is no cloak for me to have excuse tonight. I feel the fear of God rise up in me even at the very thought of stepping away from what God's called me to do. And it has made me wise, because every time I keep getting up, I'm reminded that this is just another bump in the road. But hallelujah, there is a given end to every trial in life. Don't look at me and say that you're going to be in that forever. Trust God, get in faith, and hang in there. God will bring you out of every trouble that you're going through. Brother, I'm going to wait till we get a whole big number in here. And brother, I'm going to wait until I feel an absolute outpouring of the Spirit of God. God may be waiting on you to stand in a time when it's so quiet that you could hear somebody breathe. God may be looking for you to be the one to send the word. Everybody else around David said, why don't you just curse him and have him put to death? Why don't you just sit down tonight and stop preaching? Why don't you sit down tonight and not do anything? Hallelujah. The flesh will have an opportunity. It will present itself a very fancy offer, if you will. We think that we are doing ourselves justice by sitting back and not pressing forward. Yet with the Comforter, it's so much easier to walk. And I don't stay there as long. God has been helping me and blessing me. Oh, I can't even begin to tell you. I'm testifying to you tonight because I'm proud to say that I've been making it through some things. I'm not the only one in life that has a mind that runs a million miles an hour and continually worried, continually upset over things that I don't know the answer to. And oh, how I wish I could have control of it all. And sometimes I just want to be able to rearrange things to where I feel like that everybody would get a satisfaction or a happiness, if you will. But oh, when I just let God take control, my life goes so much further. When I stop sitting around and worrying in my flesh, and stop trying to be troubled about everything going on and let God have it. Let me tell you about the promise of the Comforter when you let Him have it in the hard times. It's great to praise the Lord when everybody's praising the Lord, but the blessing is so much greater in the persecution because it's meant for you to walk through, meant for you to endure. But there are going to be things coming up in your life that will test if you will stand or not. God does not send a warning like this for it not to go forth and have purpose. It may just be for one person. It may happen as soon as you leave. Sometimes the enemy's so bold that he'll do it right in the middle of church and try to get your mind where you're not able to focus and be singly to God. But it will come. And this word is here for you tonight to remind you to show mercy. Show love. Surprise somebody for once. Instead of getting upset, go to them and love them. We've got to stop walking without understanding. God has sent a word for you tonight. And I know that we're of understanding. I feel this being completed in the name of Jesus. The next time that there's something to afflict you, show love. Smile. Tell them that you love them. Go on. Leave it back. He was kicking dust. Insult to injury. Go on. Let it go. Live a life more free and not in bondage. Just let it go and let God have it. Just let it be and let the love of God flow to somebody. Let them see that you're taking the high road. And by high road, I mean the road of God. Looks beyond all things. Looks beyond all troubles. Hallelujah. There's some that are in sin that just... deliberately will do anything they can to try to get you upset about how you're trying to witness to them. Love them anyway. They don't understand, and they need to understand by how you live, how you conduct yourself. Oh, how when this word came to me, I thought, well, I don't ever do anything like that, but God showed me little moments here and there where I can change, where I can be better, where I can show more love. Just because you're tired does not mean that you still don't have to show love. The Word of God even addresses that and says, though the outward man perish, though we get tired, though we get upset, though our bodies may be ill, the inward man is renewed daily. I'm able to still show love even in affliction. In other words, though I may perish at other people's expense at times, and I may perish due to my own expense, but we've got to stand and show love. We've got to have that. There's people that if I have the time and God gives me the days, that I'm going to begin to campaign in the love of God for them. I want to surprise people. I want them to be totally unexpecting what God wants to put on my heart for them. I want to step out and do more. I want to step out and do more so that somebody can get saved. Oh, I've sang enough to try to stir people's hearts up that know the love of God. I'm reaching for those that need this. Because listen, if there was a good plate of food in front of you, you could turn it down if you wish. If there is an opportunity that presents itself for you to grow in God, you could turn it away. You could let it go. But tonight, let's not let it go. Let's show love. Look beyond everything that would try to afflict you and get your heart fixed and set and ready to do something different.